Greetings once again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob, and it's the day after our middle Sabbath. So regrets for not having sent a daily respite yesterday. I barely remember yesterday. It was just one of those days. But we're actually standing up and standing strong today. Well, at least a little better. It's October 7th, Thursday, the 59th episode of Daily Respite. And this week, we're tracking Drew Luganbuehl's devotional, Adventure is Out There. And as you know from previous episodes, Drew Luganbuehl gives us a scripture verse, a good, thoughtful devotion, and then a takeaway at the end. And that's exactly what we'll have today. Today's devotion is called Misplaced Trust. Misplaced Trust. So let's settle our hearts and quiet our minds. The scripture verse comes from the book of Obadiah. You know this book? It's the shortest book in the Old Testament, Obadiah. It's about the prophet Obadiah, whose name actually is a description of the person. There's a seminary word for that I don't know off the top of my head. But the name of the prophet is actually describing the prophet. Obadiah can mean servant or slave of Yahweh or worshiper of Yahweh. So that's Obadiah. And in chapter 1 of Obadiah, verse 3, this is said. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rock, in your lofty dwelling, who say in your heart, who will bring me down to the ground? Drew Luganbuehl says, I bet you didn't see this verse coming. Truthfully, neither did I, but something about it caught my eye. As I read parts of this passage, I realized what was happening. Obadiah is predicting the downfall of Edom. For those of you who aren't aware, Edom was just to the south of Judah, Judah being the southernmost part of Israel. Ironically, the Edomites came from Jacob's brother, Esau. Similar to brothers, the tribes quarreled constantly. Edom rejoiced at Israel's misfortunes, which in part led to this prophecy. The Edomites were also guilty of another biggie, and many more to be sure. They were prideful. They didn't feel a need for God. Their capital was literally carved out of a cliff face. There was only one way to attack it, which meant it was easily defendable. The Edomites took security in their cliff fortress. They felt safe and secure. This prophecy warned of how foolish they were being. Though they felt impregnable, they were merely fooling themselves. They had every advantage from their lofty dwelling. They could protect their home with ease. And yet, God said they would fall. Have you ever felt like the king of the world? Ever feel unbreakable? Many times when I was running in track, I had this feeling. I remember the first race of my senior year. I wasn't sure what the year held, but I was ready to run. The gun went off, and I was flying down the track. Each hurdle was a blur in my eyes. After the second hurdle, I realized something strange was happening. I was gaining ground on the hurdles. This meant my takeoff point was getting closer and closer to the hurdle. I wasn't used to this. I was used to a nice, steady groove. I started to think about easing off, but it's a race, so obviously I couldn't. That's when the fifth hurdle got me. I caught it and bit the dust. I still have the scar on my shoulder. I learned something that day. Even though I was fast, I needed to keep in mind where my strength and speed came from. It wasn't by my own power, but rather by God's power. We must be careful about valuing our own strength as our form of security. God can take that away in a heartbeat. We fall into the pit of self-destruction. The only way to go is to place our faith, trust, and security in God. We must be willing to let Him have control. While He's in control, we may feel like shaking in our boots, but God will not waver. God is our strong defender. And today's takeaway. Have you ever caught yourself placing trust in your own strength? Perhaps you trust your wealth. Bear in mind that the only stable thing in this world is Jesus. Hear that? The only stable thing in this world is Jesus. All of our stuff is fleeting. But Jesus, well, He's forever. Amen.